This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
947, 13 till 10. Councilman Scott Walker tweeting about the accidents on the Causeway Bridge, said to be 40 to 50 cars. That's quoting him on this now. I don't know if it's one of those things like that happened on the I-55 back then, but it's bad. The causeway is closed. Numerous accidents, both sides closed in both directions, not expected to open until after 11 o'clock, if by then. Ben Myers joins us now, our friend, staff writer for NOLA.com, talk about the garbage problem in the French Quarter and everything else. How you doing, Ben?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. I know you have a story to tell, so I'm just going to sit back and tell us, listen as you tell us, what the hell is going on with garbage collection in Orleans Parish?
Well, it's pretty complex. Maybe we can just start with a court ruling yesterday. Judge Paulette Irons found that the city council must execute a sanitation contract with Henry Consulting for the French Quarter and Downtown Development District that the council has indicated that it does not want to execute. It has not voted on it. The issue at play was the council's ordinance from 2022 that purports to give itself authority over certain professional services contracts that this falls under. The judge basically said, no, that is purely the domain of the executive, and counsel, you can't go around just denying the contracts that her administration has selected. Now, this leaves open the question of who will actually be collecting garbage come Monday and doing other street sweeping and et cetera. When the existing contract runs out, the administration hasn't actually said. I believe, without actually knowing or having confirmed from the administration, because they won't say anything about it, that it will be Sydney Torres' company, Ivy Waste, which was selected through an emergency bid, kind of as a backup. We could really use some word from the administration on who is actually going to be doing the work come Monday.
So it would seem, give me, because we had a lot of causeway trouble, and Carl DeDuffer's show is going to come on in a second. I'm going to have to cut your segment short, and I'm sorry for that.
Understood.
Ben. But
no worries.
Bottom line is, what happens with it? What is the end result here? Is the garbage going to be picked up, and who's going to pick it up?
I think somebody's going to start picking it up on Monday, but the administration hasn't said who it's going to be. So I guess we'll find out, hopefully, sometime this week.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time and your efforts. It is 9:50, 10 till 7. We're going to talk to Carlton Dufour Show and get the latest on the causeway and what's going on there because it, huh? Tell me, Tim, again. After the break, take a break. All right, let's take a break here on WWL. We'll talk to Carlton Dufresne Show when we come back. Causeway closed in both directions. Back in a flash, WWL.